The new U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Danforth, will try to repair damaged relations by the war in Iraq. In an NPR interview yesterday, Danforth urged the U.N. to send humanitarian aid workers back to Iraq. Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep has more of our interview.
The new ambassador is a former senator and a former envoy to Sudan. John Danforth tried to broker an end to a civil war there. He's also an Episcopal priest, and that background affects his thinking about American battles in overwhelmingly Muslim countries.
I believe that the job of religion is to try to reconcile people and to try to be peacemakers.
A few weeks ago, John Danforth conducted the funeral service for President Ronald Reagan. He says he doesn't consider himself a religious leader, but he says he expects more from those who are.
I am really surprised at the silence of religious leaders with respect to terrorism, with respect to the trouble spots. I think that there is a much more profound and serious role that they could play.
It's interesting. There's a book that's just coming out by a CIA analyst who says that many Muslims see Osama bin Laden not as a terrorist, but as someone who is defending Islam from outside attack by the West. They may not agree with his methods, but they sympathize with the goal.
It may be that a constructive thing that religious leaders could do is to develop a forum where that kind of view could be aired and could be mediated. What I found in Sudan was that there was almost no contact between Muslim leaders on one hand and Christian leaders on the other.
Almost no contact of any kind.
They didn't know each other.
And what did you do about that when you were working in that situation?
Well, the first time I went to Khartoum, I asked our embassy to put together a meeting where Christian leaders and Muslim leaders could come together and give me their views. And it really was a terrible meeting. I mean, it was very, very contentious. And that evening, the embassy had a reception, and some of these same people were there, and both sides came up to me separately and said, well, that was a wonderful meeting. We never had met each other before. So I think that it's worth thinking about creating forums so that religious leaders can come together and express their concerns.
Given the amount of anger at the United States in many parts of the world, or that's expressed by many governments anyway, what do you see as the fundamental role that you'll have to play in the next few months and years?
Well, I think that the fundamental role that I have to play is to try to rebuild a consensus in the civilized world on where we go from here. The cooperation of the civilized world is very important if we're going to have a chance to win the war against terrorism.
In the case of Iraq, though, there are plenty of analysts who have said that the Bush administration previously saw the United Nations as an obstacle, an organization that got in the administration's way that should be kept out of Iraq, and now here's the administration clearly saying it needs the UN and needs its help going forward.
I don't think that it's accurate to say that the administration has downplayed the importance of the United Nations. But I think the real question before us right now is, okay, here we are. It's now late June of the year 2004. Where do we go from here?
John Danforth is a former United States senator and is now the United States ambassador to the United Nations. He will be sworn in later this week. Ambassador, thanks very much.
Thank you.